We begin today with ice hockey, and the Czech Republic are still at the World Championship in Sweden and Finland, but only by the skin of their teeth. Except for a victory by the Swiss over Norway on Sunday, Alois Adamczyk's misfiring team would have had all hopes of progress dashed, with one group stage game remaining. The Czechs found themselves on very thin ice after a 2-1 defeat to Canada earlier in the day, which ironically was one of their best performances to date. Defender Ladislav Šmíd summed up the team's mixed emotions shortly after that match.
It's a disappointment. It's a pity we couldn't have played like that from the start of the tournament. It was like night and day. Everybody fought. We had a lot of chances, but unfortunately things haven't gone our way from the start of the tournament. I think we were more than an even match for Canada. It's just a pity we didn't manage to pick up a point.
In order for the Czechs to advance to the playoffs at the Worlds, they need any kind of victory, including an overtime or on penalties, over Norway on Tuesday evening. There's been some good news for Czech fans ahead of what will surely be a nail-biting clash. NHL players Tomáš Plekanec and Marek Židlický have arrived in Stockholm and should provide a much-needed boost. Soccer now, and the race for the Czech league title has opened up again, after leaders Viktoria Plzeň slipped up with a 1-0 home defeat to Slavia Prague on Saturday. Second-placed Sparta Prague were 5 points behind going into the weekend, but they've now cut that gap to only 2 after a 4-0 trouncing of Mladá Boleslav in the capital. That result included a first hat-trick for Sparta from David Lafata, who hadn't been looking sharp in previous games.
I'm glad I scored, but I wasn't looking at it like that. We weren't doing well collectively. Of course, we'd like to play beautiful football, but I think the most important thing is to win. Everybody goes through sticky patches, and unfortunately ours came at the worst possible time. We have to do everything to end it. Hopefully we've succeeded in that, and we managed the remaining games.
In the remaining 3 rounds, Sparta will have to do without Leonard Kweke, who's serving a 12-match ban. The Cameroonian striker received that punishment for a brutal two-footed lunge that broke the leg of Mladá Boleslav defender Radek Dosodil in 2 places during a recent game. And finally, Sunday's Prague Marathon was won by Nicholas Kemboi, who was born in Kenya but is now a citizen of Qatar. His time of 2 hours 8 minutes 51 seconds was 3 minutes short of the course record and the slowest winning time seen in 5 years. The women's race was won by Caroline Ruttich of Kenya in 2 hours 27 minutes. That's all the sport for today.